Post Malone on B105. It is the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, and welcome to Thursday, May 14th.
Hello.
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 That was very public radio-like.
Good morning.
Good morning, Northland.
I didn't. I have a tickle in my throat.
Yeah, I had one of those too the other day.
I'm just hoping I'm okay.
I think it's something dry. I think it's dry in
here. That's what I'm hoping.
My hands have been dry too. They've been splitting open.
I'm just worried I'm going to cough.
I'm in a hot mess.
If I go silent, I'm trying not to cough.
And I won't call you out on it.
Yeah, I know. You always call me out on it. I'm like, let me sneeze over here in peace.
I hear it through my headphones, so mm-hmm. I didn't know. And I'm trying to explain what that loud Jason Aldean, B105, my kind of party. Okay, we got the B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy. I'm going to start today, Lauren.
Okay.
So I saw this yesterday, and I just want to calm everybody down because there was a person being monitored for hantavirus exposure in Minnesota. And because, you know, we've all been so... Like, COVID did a number on us and our kids.
It's true.
You know, and our daughter, who was, I don't know, 6 or 7 at the time COVID happened, she saw this and she asked me, are we going to get the hantavirus now?
Well, it is scary because it's like, I don't want to say it's sensationalized, but maybe we just don't know that much about it. So it's like, oh, these people are on a cruise ship and they can't get off, and now they got off the cruise ship and they might be infected. Like, there's just a lot of unknowns.
It brings back a lot of flashbacks.
Yeah.
But anyway, so what the deal is... You're probably not going to get it from a person. There's only one virus on the strain that goes from person to person. The rest of them is you get them from mice, being around mice, dropping saliva, urine, that kind of stuff, whenever mice are in your house. Like infections, like Gene Hackman and his wife.
That's how they died.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And in Minnesota, since 1993, there has been 3 cases of it.
Okay.
And it's been active for all those years. It's nothing new. This isn't like COVID where it was something new. You know, and the other thing is that your common house mouse doesn't carry hantavirus. Deer mice do, and we do have deer mice in Minnesota and Wisconsin, but they're probably not the ones in your house, and I have a way you can tell the identification of them. It's really easy, and I'll tell you right now, a deer mouse has the same colorings as a white-tailed deer. That's how you know the difference.
I'm gonna have to do some Googling later.
It's got a white belly. You don't have to Google. You can go right to B105country.com.
I just hope I never even just...
And you can read my story.
Hantavirus. I don't want to see any mice. I don't want to see any rodents.
So this is a way you can calm everybody down, especially your kids that don't believe anything you say.
Are you okay? Is that a little projection?
She always thinks we're lying to her.
Okay.
You know, we're not. It's like, don't panic, okay? Nobody panic. All right.
Everyone's tickled.
That's me, my part of the B105 buzz.
I'll cruise through this quick. You can see more B105country.com. But in northern Minnesota, there have been fake movie money that has been being used. And they're calling it a scam because basically people will like tip with this fake money. And it actually says for motion picture purposes.
Yeah, if you look close.
Who's really looking, right?
Yeah.
People are paying for things with this cash. And then obviously it's... too late and you notice, this is fake.
Do they really use that money in motion pictures?
Because I was wondering about that.
I don't think they do.
I mean, if
you're spending $200 million on the budget of a movie, can't you put a couple thousand dollars of cash in there for when you need it?
I feel like there's reasons why you can't. I don't know those reasons.
People might steal, right?
Anyways, so.
Okay, well, good to know, Lauren. Look over for the movie purposes only, or what motion picture, whatever it is.
Right.
Got it. Thanks. Look up both those stories. Protect yourself. B105country.com.
Exactly.
Once again, we're sounding like public radio. Just kidding. Nope, not knocking them either. Thomas Rhett up next. I'm getting myself in trouble. B105. If I gave you $500 right now and you had to spend it by the end of the day, what would you do?
Go shopping.
Shop for what?
I'd probably go to, like, Ulta because I really like makeup and hair stuff, or I'd go to Dick's Sporting Goods. I think is really fun. Look concerned.
I'd go over to Marine General and I'd just do a shopping spree. They got a lot of stuff that I want. Some of it I need. Some of it I want. But that's what I would do. Just get ready. I kind of want to get a new kayak because I found out that my dad's kayak at the cabin that I was planning on using is not weight rated for me.
I don't know what to say.
It's a smaller kayak. I didn't realize that they had to... I'd probably be fine in it, but I wouldn't want to get into it and sink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that would be bad.
You got to keep an eye on that, you know?
Well, we can't win, thankfully, so we aren't going to find ourselves in this situation.
I found $50 the other day.
That's amazing.
This is the best feeling ever.
Even when I find like a 20, it's amazing. Outside of work, like a few months ago, I found... It wasn't a 20. It was like a 10 and a few ones. I had the greatest day, and I looked around, and I was like, there's no one around.
You didn't try to find the owner.
It was like out in the lobby. There was no one around.
Like right in front of the bank?
Not right in front of the bank. It was further down at the end of the hallway.
Oh, I was thinking some of you could have just brought it back in the bank and say that.
It was $12. I think it's fine. Hey. You don't need to try to make me feel bad because I looked around and if there was somebody, I would have been like, hey, is this yours? And then I thought I was like being filmed. And I was like, am I going to go to jail?
would you do? It's like a 2020 edition or Dateline something or whatever that is. Yeah. Wow.
We might have okay, I'll keep this $12.
Knowing that, we might have a new hidden camera feature that we'll do here on Superior Street.
Will Lauren
take the bait?
I don't really go out on Superior Street.
Stay indoors. All right. Your weather forecast up next on B105. Luke Holmes, Better Together on B105. And we've got Lauren's Country Lowdown, all ACMs this Sunday.
Yep. So this is, you know, the ACM Awards, I love them. And there is a lot of science behind, you know, things and presenters and whatever. So they just shared a bunch of presenters that will be there this weekend. I had to Google a lot of them. It's very random. So we have Andrew Whitworth. Do you know who that is?
No.
NFL player or former NFL player. And then Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I know that.
Okay. So they're going to be presenting together, I believe. Ashley McBride.
Know her.
And then Carl Edwards. NASCAR driver.
NASCAR driver.
And then Corey LaJoie. I think he is also a NASCAR driver.
I don't follow NASCAR that closely.
So they're going to be there. Now, this seems random, but I'm
NASCAR's
sure it has
country
something.
Country adjacent, yeah.
But I feel like it probably has something to do with the fact that they're on Amazon Prime, right?
Yeah, probably something like that, yeah.
But I had to, like, Google. I'm like, what's going on? And then Keith Urban is presenting and Lauren Elena as well. So
we don't know all the performers yet?
I don't know if we know all of the performers, but because they might announce more as we get closer to the show, but we do know that Kacey Musgraves is singing a new song from her latest album, Middle of Nowhere. Lainey Wilson singing her new song, Can't Sit Still. Riley singing Change My Mind. And then Ellis performing, Zach Topp, Tucker Wetmore, Little Big Town. Ton of artists performing.
I'd like to see Riley Green Change My Mind live.
Yeah, that'll be good. But yeah, they always like kind of do things last minute, so we'll see. And then the host, Shania Twain, she just shared that she has a new album coming out. She dropped a new song this week called Dirty Rosie. It's a truck song. And she just shared that coming July 24th is Little Miss Twain. She's in a pickup truck and a ball gown, and I'm here for it on the cover. It says this album is for my roots, my youth, and my mother.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Little Miss Twain.
Little Miss Twain.
We'll see how she does on the show.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. And then tomorrow, Megan Maroney is releasing a new song called Traitor. It was on her Target exclusive of Cloud9. Now she's putting it out for everybody. And then Cody Johnson just shared he's going to release a song off his upcoming album, Banks of the Trinity, which has a collaboration with Brothers Osborne called Foolproof. So he'll be at the ACMs. Megan Maroney's going to be at the ACMs. They're going to face off against each other for Entertainer of the Year, and we'll see what happens.
Do you think Megan Maroney is an authentic person?
I do, yeah. Do you?
I don't know. She seems like seems like a prom queen. You know what I mean?
She's very pretty, yeah.
And it's like, is she?
Well, I feel like in country music or any genre, you have to have a defined look that helps stand out.
Yeah, that definitely does help.
You know,
right.
So it's
Look at Riley Green, which I didn't mean to bring up bad blood between the two of them.
Right.
But he didn't really become huge until he with the Ella Langley song, and then kind of changed his image around from being this Alabama guy wearing a ball pack to this cowboy look.
And like, you know, Lainey Wilson, she has a look.
Yeah, exactly.
Bell Bottoms, Ella Langley, she has a look.
Parker McCollum's got a look.
Yeah, so right. I think you have to have one.
Yeah. All right, well, Ella Langley and Be Her on B105. And we got the 710 Laugh Off. Get a couple chuckles in this morning. Ready, Lauren?
Hopefully, yep.
You go first.
Okay. I used to be a kleptomaniac. Taking something for it now.
That's cute.
Thank you.
It's an interesting affliction that some people have.
That's true. Sometimes I forget that, like, it is.
It's,
you know,
the thrill of it.
Yeah.
Some people get that feeling, you know?
Right.
I got away with something. There's other people, too, that just love free stuff.
Some people love stuff a little too much, you know?
It's a little weird. Like, you stand in line for 3 hours for something that would cost $2. But it's just that feeling. Anyway.
I mean, I love a deal.
That's, right.
But not that much.
You know what's so scary about archery jokes? They make you quiver.
It's cute.
A little archery.
Cute. Yeah. was good.
My daughter's into archery.
That's so cute.
Superior archery team. They went to, where do they go? Eau Claire? I can't.
Congrats. Cute.
Okay. We got this one sent in from Greg. 710 Laugh Off.
What do you call a Viking who lost his ship? A Hiking.
It's cute. I like it.
Right.
Good one.
Good.
Cute.
And we got a lot of Viking, you know, history here, I suppose. Leif Erikson,
vibes?
That kind of stuff. Yeah.
That wasn't the right word, but I get what you're saying.
All right. That's B105, 710 Laugh Off. Love somebody. B105, it's Morgan Wallen. It's 724. We got time to play a half a minute to win it quick. Mm-hmm. And this is for the Wild Rose Family Expo 2026. This is happening this Saturday at the Deck. And it's the new signature event for children and families. So there's going to be a lot of stuff. Petting zoo. There's health, wellness, family resources. They also got pony rides, stuff like that. Good time.
Yeah, definitely. So we have a 4-pack of tickets for you. Call us up, 727-B105. Very easy question today.
Good luck, and call now for the Wild Rose Family Expo this weekend. Eric Church on B105. This is How We Roll at 740 on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Sun shining on your Thursday morning.
So, serious question for you. Have you ever Googled while you're at work why you're tired at work?
No.
Have you ever, Googled while you're at work, brain fog, why am I so tired, anything like that?
I don't think so. Why?
Okay, well, Google searches for tired at work are up 243%. Workers are yawning through the afternoon, struggling to stay focused. There's a lot of other Google searches, too, related that where people are like, am I okay? Fatigue at work, brain fog, things like that. It turns out we might just need to be drinking a little bit more water.
Well, that's what it always is.
Yeah. When all else fails, just drink some water. But interesting that it's up so much. I feel like when you sit at a desk all day, it is kind of hard to drink water because you don't think you need it.
Yeah.
You know
that's
especially
why
in the winter.
I add a little something to the water.
Crystal Light. Yes.
Yeah. Not like.
I was like, wait, what are you adding?
I put a little Crystal Light in my water.
Yeah, you got to shake it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's not as good or whatever, but you're supposed to, when I was on my doctor's appointment, he was saying you're supposed to drink 1 ounce of water for every kilogram you weigh. And then I'm like, okay, do we go by kilograms now? What's up with that?
Yeah, there's a lot of different, you should be drinking this much, but don't drink too much.
Basically,
you don't want to be overhydrated.
Well, yeah, I don't know. But basically, they're like, I didn't drink a gallon of water a day.
Yeah.
That's a lot of water. That's a lot of water.
All of this to say, you might not be burned out. You might just be dehydrated. Or burned out, maybe both.
Maybe burned out. Last night, I said this to my wife again, and every year we do this, but I'm like, I can't believe it's still light out because it was almost 9.
I know.
And then I'm like, and I can't believe every year at the same time I say the same thing. It's like, I'm shocked,
surprised.
It does
take a while to get adjusted to.
I know,
you know.
I couldn't fall asleep last night because I was just like, it's summer.
Yeah, I was on a walk and I was like, it must be 7. It was 8:50. I'm like, okay, I got to go to bed soon.
Right?
It's still light out though. So,
right. Yeah, and that's why you're tired at work today and not drinking enough water.
Yeah.
All right. Ella Langley. Lauren's Country Lowdown on B105. What's up, Lauren?
So I thought about you right away when I saw this. I think this is geared for you. Scotty McCreery, he just announced a special release.
Okay.
So I thought it was a new album. So it's called 15, and he's calling it a retrospective album. So it's going to have most of his major hits over the years, and then it has 3 new songs, one called Hello Darlin, Been a Good Run, and Why Me Lord, and then a song, the song with Josh Turner, Your Man.
Well, he's one of his biggest role model, Josh Turner, so that's
cool.
They
have very similar vibes, but Bottle Rockets is on there, Cabin of Solo. He's had so many hits. He's kind of underrated.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
When we saw him when he was here back in December, I was like, oh man, it's just a hit after hit. You forget, right?
Yeah, so anyways, that comes out July 17th. If you're a super fan, you can check that out. And then Kacey Musgraves and Miranda Lambert, they have just broken a record together, which is fun because they've really been feuding for over a decade. So they have a song, Horses and Divorces. It's on Kacey's new album, The Middle of Nowhere. And so now it's the first all-female duet to debut on the Hot 100 in a decade. The last time was in 2014 with Miranda and Carrie when they released Something Bad, which I remember where I was when that song came out. I really do. Like, I remember everything about it. It was a big deal at the time.
Yeah.
So they might be singing this together at the ACM Awards this weekend. They're both performing. We just don't know what, so maybe it's going to be a surprise. But we will see. And then George Burge, he has a new song out tomorrow called You Ain't with Priscilla Block. He shared, like, a text exchange with her. I always think it's interesting to see that. He sent her the song, and he was like, you're the first person I thought of when I wrote this. And she's like, let me talk to my manager, and I'll get back to you.
Wow.
It's just fun to, like, see all that goes, you know, behind the scenes. So, anyways, that comes out tomorrow. You Ain't. Priscilla Block, George Burge.
Okay. Well, check it out. Lauren's Country Lowdown. Short and sweet today, just like Lauren.
Thank you. I think.
Yeah, that's a comp. Kenny Chesney, Beer in Mexico on B105 at 7:51. And this is a story that doesn't have to do with beer. It doesn't have to do with Mexico, but it has to do with drunk animals in France.
Drunk animals.
Yeah, there's a place in France right now, and they're warning drivers to watch out for intoxicated wildlife after posting a video of deer running in erratic circles, jumping, tumbling over in a field. It's because they were eating fermented fruit.
Okay.
Because it just happened. It's a natural thing that occurs.
Doesn't this happen to other animals, too?
Like, yeah,
I know. Like, I've heard of this.
A couple of years ago, up here, I know. It was here in northern Minnesota, and I think Wisconsin, too, where there was a bunch of birds. Like, we had some berries came out, and then they froze because we had, like, a frost overnight. Mm-hmm. And so then they fell off the trees, and then they fermented, and then the birds were eating them because they were warning about birds acting strangely, which is, like, how every end-of-the-world movie starts is, like, something happens with the birds. They start flying into windows and stuff.
Yeah, I don't like birds.
Okay.
Well, it's not that I don't like them, but it's, like...
It can be a little scary. Did you see that they had like millions of birds migrating the last couple nights?
I saw like the map of it or whatever.
Yeah, it was huge. It was like, was it like 11 million birds or something?
Yeah, I think a little more than that, actually.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see that, but like it's cool to talk about, you know.
Look at the numbers.
I've seen the movie Birds.
Yeah, I did see that.
Alert.
That was a creepy movie.
Yeah.
And I finally watched it like a couple years ago. I never saw the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, that's actually kind of scary.
Right, yeah. No, I it's not that I don't like birds. I saw a baby goose last night, and that made my day.
Like, where did you see this baby goose?
I was on a walk, and then there was, like, a bunch of, they're so cute, like, little yellow baby geese. And then there were the parents, and they were glaring at me, but I had to stop and take a picture, obviously.
Yeah, you have to keep your distance, though.
I know.
Mother goose come after you.
I know, but they were so cute. That's underrated animal.
Lauren and wildlife walks. I love it. All right, 7:53, B105. B105, it's The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, and we've got Ben from Mainstream Fashions for Men.
Hello, friends.
How are you doing?
Good morning.
What? Really, really good. How about yourself?
Doing good. I got outside, got a little sun yesterday.
Did you just put your jacket on?
Yeah, I'm cold.
What? It's like a winter jacket.
No, this is this is my Alaska jacket.
It has nothing to do with winter, Lauren.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just don't know when that happened.
No, this happened.
My bad.
When I went to Alaska, and then I realized I didn't bring a jacket.
Oh yeah,
that
happens.
I walked into this Juno shop. You know, it's a clothing store.
Yeah,
right. Let me run this by you. It's like Patagonia. I know that brand name. And I went up to it, and it was $900 for the jacket.
Yeah.
And is that because it was Alaska? Because Patagonia is expensive, but...
I don't know. So I looked at the tag, and I looked at my wife, and I just turned around and walked out. Because I'm like, I can't spend $900 on a jacket.
I've had that happen before, believe it or not.
Really? I don't know if that would be worth it, you know? Yeah.
I think you're probably right, though, because probably based upon, you know, geographically where they are, there might be a little bit of an upcharge there, because everything's expensive.
And there's no roads into Juneau. You can either get there by plane or boat.
Yeah, that explains it.
Yeah.
But then I went and I found a little, like, department store, and I got this Columbia thing. Yeah, it was all right.
Perfect.
But it's a rain jacket.
Do you have jackets at Mainstream?
Yeah, we have jackets at Mainstream. Okay. And you tell you what, it's kind of funny because it seems like every weekend, especially during wedding season, we get out-of-town people coming up that forgot stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so I try to always give them a break on things because I say, this is your, I came to my niece's wedding from the Twin Cities and forgot my tie discount.
So
I always try to be really nice to them because they never want to be spending the money that they're spending.
That's
because
nice
they
of you, yeah.
forgot something. Mm-hmm. So I try to be extra nice to them. But it happens all the time that people walk in just because they forgot stuff.
That is really nice
of
you.
It reminds me of the day of Lauren's wedding when I came running
that
in.
Happen too.
The day of my wedding?
It was that morning, yeah.
When I saved the day.
I couldn't find the shirt that I was going to wear had a huge stain on it, and I didn't know that, and I had to get a shirt.
This has to be a guy thing, though, because, like, my husband, he, like, the day of a wedding, I'm like, hey, what are you wearing? And he'll, like, grab something out of a bin that's, like, old and, and like, dingy. I'm like, no. So he'll have to go buy a new shirt.
Yeah.
But can we do it, like, the day before, not the day of?
I made it to your wedding.
But it's the problem is that you're there, Ben, and you and help the procrastination.
And as much as I try to tell people not to procrastinate,
sometimes
I feel like
happens.
I have kind of enabled it a little bit too.
A little bit,
because
that's okay.
We have pulled a lot of people out of the fire, as it were.
He certainly did.
I've been saying it for weeks, and I'm still going to keep saying it. Yeah. If you haven't come down and booked your wedding party yet for, you know, August, September, October, you're starting to run out of time because things are really starting to book up right now, and we're very excited about this wedding season. It's going to be a fantastic one, but if you've been just putting it off, I would tell you, get your butts down sooner than later, because we want to be able to provide you with great customer service and make sure you get exactly what you're looking for.
Get your butts to mainstream fashion.
Get your butts down there. We're there 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday. It's not difficult, but we are putting our jackets away now for the season, because we are feeling very confident now that we might actually be there.
Okay.
That's just, unless it's like a golf jacket, we'll still keep those out.
Okay.
But the rest of it, they're going to go
jinx
away.
Anything.
Yeah, they're going to go away until sidewalk sales.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
sidewalk sales. That's not that far off either.
It's not that far off either. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great. I think they did a nice job kind of redoing it last year, and I'm expecting great things again this year.
Well, hold on to your butts.
Love
that's
it.
Right. Hold
what?
On to your butts.
Hold on to your, you know that movie from.
That's right? From Jurassic Park.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't ever test me with movie quotes.
I missed
Samuel
that line.
Jackson.
That's right.
I missed that
they're rebooting the entire system.
I was going to say, I was worried you were going to say they're rebooting Jurassic Park again.
No,
that's the last thing I need.
There's too many.
There's
way
too many. I haven't seen a single one of the new ones.
They're
I just refuse to
You can watch
it.
One with Scarlett Johansson. That's
They're
maybe.
Not Scarlett Johansson. Though. They're not great.
I can't imagine they are.
No, they're not.
But sometimes it doesn't have to be.
This is true. Sometimes it just needs to be fun.
That's right.
We'll end on that.
Yeah, okay. I love it.
Mainstream fashion's for men. Thanks, Ben.
See you guys.
Okay, 8:30, B105. B105 and Carrie Underwood, undo it. All right, this is going to be, I don't know if this would, I was thinking about using this for Ken's weird news, but I'll just talk about it here because it's kind of the, you know, China, right?
What about it?
You know about China, right? You know,
can we elaborate? Or
they are now building AI humanoid robot soldiers.
We don't need that. I don't like the humanoid robots. And it's creepy. We don't need that.
These are soldiers that they are and they've got a leg up on us with robots. They have far more robot factory workers, robot stuff. I mean, China's leading the way on that. And think about that, robot armies.
No, I don't really want to.
It's Terminator. It's coming. It's happening.
Okay. We need a breather. We need to just, everyone calm down. Let's just have simple times. I don't need to hear about
this. I think
this.
We're past that, Lauren. I think it's just that we spin off into a different reality here in the last few years.
Yeah.
We've got robot, AI.
Yeah, I know.
I just
got to stay off the internet, really, you know? Everybody go outside, get some sunshine.
Yes, get some fresh air.
Yes.
Well, you could be before the robot army invades. Yeah. No, we're moving on. We'll see what
happens. Yeah, please, let's move.
Yeah, let's move. Okay, got it. All right. Happier Simple Times with Hardy, favorite country song. Luke Combs, Where the Wild Things Are on B105, and some angel with Lauren this morning.
Okay, this is just the best angel ever. Our angel today is from Virginia. A city maintenance worker climbed into a sewer to save 11 trapped ducklings.
Was this in Virginia, the state of Virginia?
No, Virginia, Minnesota.
Really?
Yeah, so a family of ducks is safe thanks to this worker. She noticed something unusual outside her window. It looked like there was a mama duck that was kind of hovering by a sewer grate, and the worker was like, that's unusual. So went to take a closer look, discovered 11 ducklings had fallen through a sewer grate. Unbelievably cute. The worker climbed in to rescue them one by one, and then they all waddled away as a happy family.
Oh, gee.
Do you see what I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
I found
it's unreal. It's
so cute. Wasabi Tribune's got it up.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So cute. This is kind of like my dream. You know, like I want to save ducks, and I want them to just love me.
Okay.
Anyways, thank you, Angel from Virginia.
Yeah. Angela is her name.
Angela.
Shout
out Angela.
Ochevar?
You never know sometimes what you're going to do when you're on the job, you know?
That's funny. Yeah, I've seen that happen. No, the mama duck will get upset and she'll pace back and forth.
Right.
You know, they fall in the sewer. Well, good job, Virginia, Minnesota on the map.
Mm-hmm.
Queen City. Josh Ross. Hey, okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific day.
Have a great day. Oh, tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah.